Today's Shir is Masechet Zohar, Daf Kuf Tes Zayin. We will begin by Ezer Hashem Yisbarach. On Daf Kuf Tes Vav Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom, Amamar. We learned in the previous Shir in the Braisa, Hakol Ksherim, or Hakriv, until the Mishkan was put up, everybody was able to participate and bring your carbon from any kosher animal. Ask the Gemara anonymously. Ask the Gemara from where do we know this halacha? Answers the Gemara Amar of Huna, Da Makra, the Pasuk teaches us the Yivan Noach Mizbech Hashem, Vikach Mikol Behema Tahira, Mikol Oif HaTahar. Behema, says the Gemara, that Hakol Ksherim Hakra means that we could bring any type of animal. Behema Kamashma. When it says behema, it means a behema, domesticated animals. When it says chaya, says the Gemara, in halacha, there's a concept that chaya is bechlal behema. And that's how we know that they weren't limited to only bringing domesticated animals. They were allowed to bring the even non-domesticated animals, chayas. Continues the Braisa, zechara nekevus, males, females, tamim balmumim, both healthy and unhealthy, says the Gemara, are all permissible. Lefuki mechusa evidalai. The only type of animal which was not allowed to be brought as a carbon is a mechusa eber, is an animal that's missing a limb. Damar Rebelezan, the Gemara explains, Damar Rebelezan menayim mechusa eber shos lebnei noich. Even though that we're learning now that the halacha is more lenient with bnei noich, with the carbonus that are brought by Bnei Noach, but how do we know that an animal that's missing a limb is not allowed to be brought as a carbon? Answers the Gemara, because the Pasuk says, by Noach, Mikol Achai Mikol Bos, Shnai Mikol Bos, Mikol Tavi El Teira. Tavi El Teira. Omer Teira, the Teira, the Teira said, Havei Behema, bring an animal, Shechai in Rosh Evarim Shalah, that is still whole. The pshat in these words, chayin rosh avram shalah, is that an animal that has all of its limbs, the whatever gives life to the rest of the animal is given life to the limbs. Because if the limbs are missing, obviously they're not receiving life. So here we learn that the only type of animal that was allowed to be brought to the teva is animal that wasn't missing any aver. The Tosfos points out that there's a halacha that if this is the halacha that a nochri may not bring an animal which is mechus or aver, so why isn't this one the zayin mitzvahs bnei noach? We know that the Torah, we learned about this in Masechta Sanhedrin, identifies what type of animals could be brought in that. What mitzvahs and aveiros apply to Bnei Noach. But according to what we're learning now, these should also be included. This halacha should be also included in that list. Says the Gemara. Says the Tosfos, and this is the way the Stipler answers, that loch is that if a Nochri brings an animal that's mechus or aver, it's not like all the other averis that if a Nochri violates its chayim misa. However, what he does explain, what the Gemara means to say here is that if a Nochri, as we're going to be learning in our sugyas, that if a Nochri promises to bring a carbon, he's obligated to bring that carbon. And what our Gemara is teaching us is that if he does bring an animal which is mechusar eva, then he won't get credit that he obligated himself to bring a carbon. He won't get credit for having brought a carbon that he's obligated to bring under those circumstances. Ask the Gemara Dimel Muti Trefa. Maybe what the Torah meant to say is that you shouldn't bring an animal which is a trefa. And a trefa is typically identified as in Shas as an animal, she'ena yochel lichyos, an animal that can't live. Says the Gemara, indeed, they weren't allowed to bring a treifa. Hahu melechai zera nafka. Treifa cannot have children. And therefore, if the Torah says that the animals that are to be brought to the teva are lach yezera, that from them the world will rebuild, obviously a treifa cannot be that animal that can be brought to a carbon. The Chazanish and many Rishonim already and Achronim discuss quite extensively that the Gemara Masechta Chulin identifies which defects make an animal a treifa. And he says, we find nowadays that some of those defects can be healed. And on the other hand, we know there are different defects that cannot be, that are not identified in the Gemara's treifa, but are considered terminal. So does that mean that the halacha changes and we have to look at the medical situation in every time? So the Chazanish, and I saw Ramosh and Digris Moshe Yerodei Chel Gimel Sam Lamed Vav discusses this as well. He says that when we look at the treifas and we define treifa as we're defining it here, that it has certain physical defects, as we're learning now, it can't have children. That doesn't ultimately affect the halacha. The halacha is that a treifa is a treifa because it's halacha l'moshe m'sinai. And a treifa that is identified in the Gemara as halacha l'moshe m'sinai. The Gemara, yes, does explain that that's why it was identified as a treifa versus not being identified as a treifa, but it doesn't change the basic halacha. What Chazal identified as a treifa is a treifa, and what Chazal did not identify as a treifa is not considered a treifa. So asked the Gemara, Hanicha l'mandam treifa any yeladis. This explanation is understandable according to the opinion that says a treifa cannot survive. And since the purpose of these animals was lach yezera, it's understandable why these animals cannot be brought. Treifa, elamandam, treifa yeladis, according to the mandam that says a treifa does have the ability to have children. So my eklamema, how can we say the lach yezera excludes treifas? Answers the Gemara, because the pasuk says that a Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Noach, Mikolach damakra, hamakra, mikolachai, mikolashnei, mikolachai, mikolbosashnei, mikoltovelateva lachius itach. And from here we learn itach bedaimelach, that the animals that were brought were supposed to be like Noach, and Noach was, at least at this point of the Gemara, clearly not a treifa. So it means the animals can't be a treifa either. So it's interesting to point out that both the Gra and the Sefer Kol Eliyahu and the Malbim explain that there are two words in Hebrew which seemingly are the same, but they're not the same. There's one word said itoi and one word imoi. Imoi means that they're completely the same. Imoi is that they're completely the same. Itoi means that they're somewhat similar. So, for example, if two people are doing the same thing at the same time, that's called imoy. But when somebody is doing something that's not exactly the same, when one person is doing something and somebody else is helping him, for example, that would be called itoy. And here, too, when the pasuk says itcho, it can't mean that a human being, noyach, and the behemoth are exactly the same. But rather, what it means to say is that they were similar; that they were both they both were not treifas. But ask the Gemara, maybe indeed, maybe noyach was a treifa. Answers the Gemara, tamksebe. The pasuk describes that noyach was tamim. So Tosfos and Rashi asked the question. We just said that the definition of a treifa is somebody or something that can't live. And we know that Noach lived for 300 years past 12 months. And we know that Noach survived 300 years after the after the marble. So it clearly wasn't a treifa. So one teretz is that there's a machloikis, about, as we just learned a moment ago. What doesn't make something a treifa? And our Gemara is according to the opinion that says a treifa can live. Another explanation that's given is that the concept that treifa in a chaya is only by an animal. But a human being has mazel. A human being is under the direct control of a malach or a kadosh baruch hu. And therefore, noyach, who's a human being, even if he was a treifa, could have easily survived. But says the Gemara, we know that noyach wasn't a treifa because dilma tamim bedrachim. Maybe the word tamim means that he was tamim bedrachim. In his behavior, he was tamim. And ask the Gemara, but it says tzadik sebei. So we know his behavior. Answers the Gemara, there's two things. There's tamim drachav, but tzadik b'masav. And as I saw the Mefarshim point out, drachav means who you are. What is your personality? And tamim b'masav, tzadik b'masav means in how you behave. To the question that we just asked a moment ago, how could one suggest that Noach was a treifa if he lived past so many years after the Mabel? I saw a very nice explanation. Why? What's the explanation that a person who is an animal, is a treifa, doesn't survive past 12 months? The answer is that an animal that's a treifa, according to this, even a person that's a treifa, cannot survive the various seasons of the year. That's what causes him, if the person has this defect, that's why he can't survive. But Noach was during the time of the Mabel. And one of the things that happened during the Mabel is that there were no more seasons. If there were no more seasons, that's why Noach was able to survive past the years, even though he was a treifa. Says the Gemara, Isal Kedatech, says the Gemara, if you're going to suggest that Noach gufei treifa hava, that Noach was actually a treifa, says the Gemara, mi kamalei, doesn't make sense to say l'noach de kavasach ayel, that take only people like you are a treifa, shlomim leitayel, healthy people don't take. In other words, the Torah is telling us that it can't be that he has to specifically take a treifa. And that's why we know that he wasn't a treifa. Ask the Gemara Ma'achad, the Nafkla Me'itach. Now that we learn from the word itach, that a treifa isn't brought to the teva, so now what we used earlier to prove that, Lach Yezera, ask the Gemara Lach Yezera Lamali, what do we learn from the words Lach Yezera? Answers the Gemara, Matem itach. Maybe what the Torah meant by telling Noach to bring animals to the teva was letzaf sabalma, the Noach should have company. And if that's the case, afilu zokin, afilu soros, even an animal which can no longer have babies, maybe the halacha should be that they could bring to the teva, and the fact that they can't have children should be immaterial. Kamash malan. That's why the Pasuk has to teach us, no, the purpose of bringing these animals is Lach Yezer, that they should be able to replenish the words. Says the Gemara, we learned at the beginning of the Shir, Tahirim Avaloi Temeim, that until the Mishkan was put up, they were allowed to bring all types of animals, Behemoth Chayis, but they weren't allowed to be, they only had to be kosher animals, Avaloi Temeim. Ask the Gemara, will me have a Temeim Tahirim Bahishata? This was all before Kabbalah Satira. And before Kabbalah Satira, we don't know what's a kosher animal and what's a non-kosher animal. Answers the Gemara, Amr of Shmuel ben Nachmeni, Amr of Yonason, Moisen Shasidim Latar. When Noach was told, he was told which animals will be kosher and which one will not be kosher. Asked the woman, no Havayadi, but how did Noach know? How did Noach know that? They was told to take only kosher animals. How would he know? Answers the Gemara Kraftizda. Damrach is Aviron, Lefnei Teva. He brought the animals in front of the Teva. Kol Sha Teva, Kol Tosar, B'Yadua. If there was an animal that was accepted by the Teva, it was taken in. Says the Gemara, Shutar. And that's proof that it's going to be a kosher animal if the Teva took in seven of these types of animals. Ein Chateva Kol Tosun, but if there wasn't accepted by the Teva, that we know it's Temeim, or they only took two. Avu Amar, Amakra, Ravu has a different perspective. The Pasuk says, Avoim Zochav Keva, Haboin Me'aleim. They came on their own and were accepted by the Teva. The Mefarshim, many Mefarshim asked the question. The Rashi in Chumash says that when the Pasuk says that Noach took in seven from every kosher animal, the Pasuk says, Mikol HaBehema HaTaira, and Rashi says, Lamadnu Shalomad Noach Taira. So Rashi says that the way Noach knew which animal is kosher and which animal is not is because Noach had learned Taira. So why doesn't our Gemara say that? And the question is even compounded based on what we're learning in our shiur today. Because our shiur we're learning today that the Teva accepted what was kosher and didn't accept seven and didn't accept what was non-kosher, only two. So that's the way Noach learned. So what's pshat, how did Noach learned? So the answer is that the Noach certainly learned Torah. But still, he needed the Teva not to tell him what's kosher or non-kosher. I saw Rabbi Gamil Rabinovich in the Sefer Kamni Oitchot explains it this way. Noach learned Torah, and Noach knew which animals were kosher animals, kosher species, and which were not. But what Noach did not know, is just because an animal is kosher, is that we don't know what, if it's not a trefa, because we don't know what's doing inside. That was what the Teva did. That was the nace that the Teva took in from the kosher species because the Teva only absorbed the ones that were kosher. Along the same approach, we can suggest that even though an animal may be from a kosher species, maybe it was an animal that did aveiros, and an animal that did aveiros was not accepted by the Teva. For that, Noach's learning cannot help. And that's why you needed to also have Kol Sha Teva Kol Tosun. Amar, says the Gemara, we learned in the Braisa, Hakol Karva Oilus. Before the Mishkan was put up, everybody bought a carbon oil. So learn from here, Oilus in Shlomim Loi. Only they brought a carbon oil up and not a carbon Shlomim. V'ksiv, V'yizbuchus Zachim LaShem Parim. So it says shlomim, that they did bring shlomim. El Eima, this is the way to understand. Hakol, Karva Oilus. Both members of Klai Yisrael and B'nai Noach brought Oilus. Well, the B'nai Noach, but as far as the B'nai Noach is concerned, Oilus in, they were only allowed to bring Oila, shlomim loy. And many Mefarshim explain, I saw the Chiddush Arim says this pshat, that what's the difference between a carbon Oila and carbon shlomim? He says the difference is that a carbon oil is completely brought, kolol, it's completely brought to Hashem. Something that's completely brought to Hashem, that's something a Ben Noach could understand to devote completely to Hashem. But we know that shlomim is a combination, as the Gemara says in many places, oisim shom bein om lebein avim shebishmayim. That means it creates this connection between us and Shemayim because there's part that's burnt on the Mizbeach and this part that's put on the Mizbeach and this part that's given to the owner. This combination of Ruchnius and Gashmius is a concept which is foreign to the Nachrim. And that's why they brought Oilus and not Shlomim. Along the same line, there's a very famous vort from Rav Chaim Volozhiner. Rav Chaim Volozhiner, we know, had the first yeshiva, the Volozhin yeshiva. And in the yeshiva, they obviously needed to collect funds to support the yeshiva. And he had an individual who was appointed to be the individual to go collect funds for the yeshiva. And there was a person, an unlearned person, a simple person, that would constantly donate money to the yeshiva. At what point this individual who collected money on behalf of the yeshiva went and asked Chaim Volozhiner that he would like to buy himself a nicer suit as he approaches people on behalf of the yeshiva. He'd like to get a horse and wagon, all things that he felt were necessary for helping him collect on behalf of the yeshiva, which Reb Chaim Volozhiner agreed. This person now came to this simple person who gave every year money to the yeshiva. And when the simple person who didn't obviously own a suit and didn't own a horse and wagon saw how well-dressed Reb Chaim Volozhiner, this person was, he didn't give anything for the yeshiva. And he even said that he regrets whatever he had given. This is not what he wants to give for. This individual came back to Reb Chaim Volozhiner. Reb Chaim Volozhiner is reviewing the receipts of people who gave money to the yeshiva, and he saw that this person, who had always given a very nice donation, all of a sudden had stopped giving a donation. Reb Chaim Volozhiner asked this person what happened, and he told him what had happened. Reb Chaim Volozhiner said, "I want to go see this individual," and he came, and he opened up the Chumash, and the Pasuk when it describes Bezalel, who built the Mishkan, Lachshe Machshavis, Lasa Bezov, Bechesob, and Choshevs. And Lachshe Machshavis, Rashi says, Yedei Hoye Bezalel, Bezalel knew how to put together the way Shemayim V'aretz, he could have created a world. And Reb Chaim Volozhiner asked this person, how do we understand Rashi? And if we are to understand Rashi, if he's so brilliant that he could create a world, he's certainly Lasa Bezov, Bekesav, and Nechoshes. What does the Torah mean to teach us? And he answered, he wasn't able to answer, and Reb Chaim Volozhiner said, I know how to answer, I'll tell you the answer. When the Mishkan was built, there was a Kodesh HaKadoshim, there was an Oren. Everybody wanted to donate for that purpose. But presumably there was a bathroom in the Mishkan. Nobody wanted their money to go for that. But Bezalel, in his great wisdom, was able to determine who is giving it with what kavana. And that's pshat, he said, in this Gemara, Reb Chaim Volozhiner said. In this Gemara, we see that Yisrael is able to give shlomim. We know that he could bifurcate his intentions, whereas a Nochri doesn't have that ability, says the Gemara. So we just learned that they brought Kerman shlomim, says the Gemara. Commander Amar Shloi Kav Shlomim Bnei Noach. Our Gemara is following the opinion that they did not bring shlomim. Ditma, Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Yossi, Chan Amar Kav Shlomim Bnei Noach. One man Dama says that they bought shlomim. V'Chan Amar Loi Kav. Ask the Gemara, my time of the man Dama Kav Shlomim. What is the basis of the opinion that says that the Bnei Noach bought shlomim? The Ksiv, V'Hevel Hevi Gamhu. Which is the type of carbon that we only put the chalev on the mizbeach, not the rest? So it's a proof that shlomim was already brought at that time. My time of the mandomer loy karvu. And how do we explain the opinion that says that shlomim were not brought? The ksiv. The Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, Uri Tzeim Tzofayn Ubay Tzeim. Tisna Umashem HaSeh B'Tzofayn. The Pasuk is saying that those people who only bring Kabbanis that are brought in the Tzofayn, which is the carbon oil, which refers to the Bnei Noach. And of course, I saw that the Brisker Rav says that this halacha of Tzofayn is a halacha that only applies to Yisrael, not to Bnei Noach. But HaSeh B'Tzofayn is a good way of describing a carbon oila. Tisnar umashim atzeh b'tzofen. Let the people who only bring kabbanis that are brought in the tzofen, the nachrim, the tava umash, and let klai yisrael come, shemaseh b'tzofen b'dorim, that we bring kabbanis that could be brought. As we know, the common shlomim could be slaughtered anywhere in the base hamigdash, in the azara. Ask the Gemara, Ma'an Nami Hiksiv Echal Beyim, indicating that they brought a Karmen Shlomim. Says the Gemara, what that pasuk means, Mishamineim did who? Hevel brought the Karmen from the best animals. Ask the Gemara further, Ma'an Nami Hiksiv Uri Seimen, indication Uri Tzofoin, that it means that the Bnei Noach only bring a Karmen Oila. And says the Gemara, who the Kibbutz Goyis Ksiv. The pasuk is talking about when that the Kadosh Baruch Hu will gather us together, Uri Sofen, that from the entire world, Klai Yisrael will come back to Yerushalayim. Says the Gemara, for Ksiv, don't we have Moshe Rabbeinu saying to Paroi, Gam Ata Titim Yedein Zvachim Va'olos V'sinu L'Hashem Elkeinu, clearly indicating that they're going to bring a carbon Shlomim, and that's before Matan Torah. Says the Gemara, Zvachim doesn't mean as we normally define the word Zvachim. We normally define the word Zvachim. We normally define the word Zvachim as Shlomim. Here it means Zvachim Lachila. They would need to have meat. They would have to have meat that they would need to eat in the Midbar as they were leaving Mitzrayim. And Oilus, the only Kabbonis that they would bring would be indeed oilus. Ask the Gemara, Vaksiv, Vayikach Yisrael Chosim Moshe Oliv Zvachim. The pasuk clearly indicates that Yisrael brought both carbon oil and by carbon shlamim. Answers the Gemara, Ha'ulach Matan Torah Diksiv. That episode with Yisrael was after Matan Torah. After Matan Torah, certainly there were shlamim. Ask the Gemara, Hanich Leman Dama. This is understandable according to the opinion that holds Yisrael Achamatan Taya Haya. Then the Yisrael also came out after Yisrael came after Matan Taya. So that's why Shlomim were in order. But ask the Gemara Elamanda Omer Yisrael Kaidan Matan Taya, according to the Manda Omer that says that Yisrael was there before Matan Taya, Michael Mamer, according to the way we're learning now. There's no shlomim at that point. Ditmar, and says the Gemara, this is a machloikis. Ditmar, there's a machloikis of Meroim. B'nei Reb Chivre of Shuba Levi. Charamar, one man dama says, Yisrael kaid Matan Torah. The Nisrael was there before Matan Torah. B'hanamar, Yisrael came only after Matan Torah. Answers the Gemara, the man da Omer, Yisrael kaid Matan Torah. According to the man da Omer, the Yisrael was there before Matan Torah. To suffer, he's going to have to hold that indeed Shlomim Kriva Bnei Noach, that the Bnei Noach also brought Shlomim. And according to the Mandam, that it was Achim Matan Torah, and that Mandam, according to the way we're learning in our Sugya today, says that Nochrim don't bring a Karban Oila. It must be by the time Yisrael brought the Karban Oila, but Karban Shlomim, he had already become a ger. Says the Gemara, this question, when did Yisrael actually come, is actually Machlokes Tanoim. The Pasuk says, Yisrael Yishma Yisrael Kayim Midra. Says the Gemara, says the Braisa, Mashmu Shama Bavin's Gair. What caused him to come and become a ger? Yeshua Mechemes Amalek Shama. He heard about the Mechemes Amalek. Shrek Siv B'tzidoi, right before Yisrael's arrival, the pasuk says, "V'yachlish Yeshua Samolik v'samel fi'charev." So, see that Mecham Samolik took place right after the Mecham Samolik, which was before Matan Torah. Rabbi Elazar b'Doi, I'm a Matan Torah Shama, that he heard Matan Torah, because says the Gemara, "Shkinat Torah Yisrael," when the Torah was given to Klai Yisrael, "Hayikar la'halach misayfay l'vatsayfay." The sound of the Torah being given went throughout the entire world. And all the kings of the nations trembled. As the pasuk says, they were all speaking about the honor of Hashem. Says the Gemara, what caused them to have that great respect to Klal Yisrael? Says the Gemara, they all gathered by Bilam Arosha of Amalai, Ma kol ha'moina sheshemanu. What is this that we're hearing? Shema mabal bala olam. Maybe there's a mabal coming to the world. And as this pasuk says, Hashem l'mabel Yosheva, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring another mabel. Omar lehem, and Bilam said to him, Yeshva Hashem melech l'olam, Kfar nishba Kadosh Baruch Hu she'ena mevi mabel l'olam. Kadosh Baruch Hu had already made a shvua, there will never be a mabel again. Omar lehem, maybe mabel shalmai meni mevi. He won't bring a mabel with water. A mabel shalish mevi. He'll bring a mabel of fire to destroy the world. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, in Yeshaya, Kine be'esh Hashem nishbat, HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses fire. Amlam, kfar nishbat she'ena mashk kolbasar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had already made a shvua that he won't destroy it, the whole world. Ma kol ha'moin she'shamanu. What? So then they asked him, if it's not a marble of water, and it's not a marble of fire, what is it? Amlam chende toiva, yesh loy be'beis genozav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has this wonderful gift that he has stored away. There was stored away by Teshimeis Vishim Vabod Doris Kodim Shinivra Oilam. There's already put away 974 generations, what amount of years of those generations would take up before the world was even created. Bikshu Litna Labonov, and now has come the time that is giving the Torah to Klai Yisrael. Shenemar Hashem Oiz Lama Yitein. And there is a beautiful, beautiful pshat given over by Ramei Shapiro, the Lablina Rav, on this Gemara. He says that when there was Kabbalah Zatayra, at the moment of Kabbalah Zatayra, we know the Pasuk says that Yichud Shem Yisrael Keneged Har, Ki Ish Echad B'Lev Achad. There was an incredible moment of Achdus amongst all of Klal Yisrael. And the Nachrim know that when is there Achdus amongst Jews? When we're in trouble. And he said that they came to Milam. He says, what kind of suffering is Klai Yisrael going to suffer that causes them to have this achdus, to have this unity? So Bilam told him, it's not fire and it's not water. There's one other way to unite Jews. And Jews are united through learning Torah. And that's what Ramei Shapiro said was his goal in introducing the Daf HaYomi. He says, the Gemara itself was written in Bavel. The Mishnah was written at Yisrael. Rashi was in France. Tosfos was in Germany and other places in Spain. And all the different types of people, every time we open up a Gemara, that's what we look at on the Daf. And not only is that what we look at on the Daf, but that also represents all the different types of Jews that participate in learning the Daf from all different countries around the world and from all different walks of life. And that is what Bilam said. There's nothing more powerful than the Torah that could unite Klai Yisrael. We do not have to have problems or tzoros to unite it. The Bilam described the Torah as chem de toiva yesh to bebeis genozov. What is called the chem de toiva? He says that in the Torah, chem de means what somebody desires. He says what that means is chem de toiva, that there is such a, the Torah has in it all of the brachas. And that's what happens when we learn Torah. When we learn Torah, if we learn Torah properly, we become connected to the Chem de Toiva, to all the brachas that are found in the Torah. The Kedusha Slavi explains that we know when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give the Torah to Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu first offered the Torah to all the Umas HaOlam, and they refused to keep the Torah, to receive the Torah. They said, give the Torah to Klal Yisrael. And not only that they agreed that the Torah should be given to Klal Yisrael, the holy neshamas that exist amongst the Umas HaOlam, they said, you take those neshamas and let them also be part of Klal Yisrael. And that's pshat, Hashem oiz l'ama yitein. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Umas HaOlam said, Hashem yivarach ama b'sholom, the Klal Yisrael should become blessed. The reason that Klal Yisrael should become blessed is because they received the Torah, and our bracha our bracha to those people is that they should become, that they should have those holy neshamas. Another pshat that I saw is that the Umas HaOlam recognized that Klal Yisrael are azim. The Gemara teaches us that Klal Yisrael are very strong people. But what puts us on the right track? What puts us on the right track is when we learn Torah. And that's what it said, Hashem oiz le'ama yitein. HaKadosh Baruch Hu realized that we Klal Yisrael are oiz, that we're strong people. What's the antidote? What's the antidote to our azus? The antidote to our azus is Torah. And when we receive the Torah, then we become people who are Shem Yivarech as Amay Basholay. Rabbi Lazar Amar, Kriyas Yamsuf Shema Abba. What caused Yisrael to appear was Kriyas Yamsuf. Shenem Avihik Shmoya Komachi Amari, when the Pasuk in Yeshua says, when all the kings heard, Komachi Aknani, Ashal Yom, Ashahich, Hovish Hashem Asmeh Yadim, B'nei B'nei Yisrael, Ad Avram, Ruach Yisrael. It says the Gemara, Af Rochav HaZoyna. We know Rochav HaZoyna was the place where Yeshua and Pinchas hid when they came to spy on Eretz Yisrael. V'omel Shluch Yeshua. She says to Yeshua, Kishavara Ashahavish Hashem Esmei Yamsov. We heard about the incredible Nisim that Kadosh Baruch Hu did. And that is what caused Yisrael to become a Gaia. Ask the Gemara, Mashna Hosam the Amav Lohaibam Oid Ruach. Why, when it speaks about the splitting of the Yarden, it says Lohaibam Oid Ruach. Mashna Achad the Kama, Lohaibam Oid Ruach Be'ish, by Kriyas Yamsuf. Says the Gemara, when the Umas Ha'olam heard about the nace that happened by the Yarden, Afila Kushin Namale Akshay, they were no longer able to have relations. Umna Yodob, how did Yodah Rochav know that that happened at that time? It says the Gemara, Shein lecha kabos v'nogish le'ba'alach Rochav Zayna. Rochav was a prostitute, and she had relations, and she knew what was going on. Amra, and the Gemara continues, Bas eser shana ha'isuk shiyot Yisrael Mitzrayim. Rochav was 10 years old when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim. V'zonza kol abim shana shay Yisrael b'midbar. The entire 40 years that they were in the Midbar, she was acting in such a way. Acha chamishim shana, and after she was 50 years old, nizgaira, she became a geyrus, an amra, and she said, I used three things to do an aveira. Chevel, a rope, chaloin is a window, or pishtim are flax. The people who would have relations with her would enter her home through ropes. They would then go into the home through the window, and then when they needed to hide, she would hide them under the linen. And she said now to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yimachli, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should be meichel for me for what I did all these years, b'schar hevel chaloyin pishtin, that I used this rope to let Yeshua and to let Kalev and Pichas into my home. Chaloin through the window and pishtim, and I hid them under the pishtim. That should be the nace. So our Gemara has been teaching us about Kabbadas from Menachri. The first mass that we learned in the Gemara in Masech, the Sanhedrin, that we're not in Baba Basra, that we're not supposed to take stocker from Nachrim. And here we're learning about Kabbadas from Nachrim. So the Mefarshim explain that there's a difference between a carbon and stocker. Stocker, when it's given on behalf of the recipient. There, we don't want to take from Nachrim, as the Nachrim should be able to say that we need, that the Jews need us to support them. Here, the Kabbonis, they're bringing on their own behalf. And since they're bringing on them on their own behalf, that's why we're allowed to take Kabbonis from them. The Mefarshim explained, the Gemara identified different things that cause Yisroi to come. So, one pshat that I saw, that first he heard Kriyas Yamsuf, that Klal Yisrael reached very great level, very great madregas by Kriyas Yamsuf. But then afterwards, Amalek came, V'yachlish, and Amalek weakened us. And Yisrael realized that just Kabbalah's, just Kriyas Yamsuf is not enough. There could still be an Amalek that will weaken us. And the only way that he felt, he realized that we could remain strong in our Avodas Hashem, is if he comes to be together with the rest of Klal Yisrael, he comes to connect to Moshe Rabbeinu. And that will be able to guarantee that he will be strong. And in general, many Mepharshim explain that Yisrael came to see Moshe Rabbeinu, because Yisrael realized that Matan Torah itself is not sufficient. You need to have a Rebbe. And that's why Yisrael said, I can't only be at home and expect to have that Madrega. I have to also come to Kabbalah Satira. I have to come to the Midbar to be together with Kliyas Yamsuf. I saw that the Sefer Divrei Yisrael has a different pshat. He says that we know that Klal Yisrael was zoicha to Kriyas Yamsuf because they had a Muna, as the Pasuk says, Vayaminu b'Hashem uv'Moshe avdam. On the other hand, what caused the Amalek to come? Because they got weak in their Amunah, as the Pasuk says, Hayesh Hashem b'kabayim b'kabeinu im ayin. When Yisrael saw the power of Amunah, so explains the Divrei Yisrael from the Majid Rebbe, that until then, Yisrael was a person that investigated all the different religions in the world. But at that point, Yisrael realized that there's only one true religion, our religion. And that's why Mashmua Shama Uba. At that point, he realized that he needs to connect himself with Klal Yisrael, who are Maminim, B'nei Maminim. The another pshat, the pasuk says, Asha'asa Lakim L'Moshe Yisrael. And the question is, why did Moshe need a nace? Klal Yisrael had not all behaved properly in Mitzrayim, but Moshe Rabbeinu and the Levim acted properly. So he says that from here Yisrael learned that everybody needs Nisim, and only somebody who's connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael is going to be the person that is zoicha to Nisim. I saw along the same lines, the pasuk says by Mechamas Amalek that even Moshe's hands, Moshe's hands got weak. So we see that even somebody as great as Moshe Rabbeinu could get weak. And Yisrael realized that if Moshe Rabbeinu could get weak, all the more so he could get weak. And because all the more so that he realized that he could get weak, that a person as great as Moshe Rabbeinu could get weak, the only way to guarantee that you will remain that he will remain strong is by coming together with the rest of Klal Yisrael. And by coming together with Klal Yisrael and coming close to Moshe Rabbeinu, that will be the guarantee that he will be able to remain strong and do what's right. I saw that Sefer Chashukei Chemed teaches us that Yisrael heard about Kabbalah Satira. Yisrael heard about Kabbalah Satira, and it caused him to come. He has a very interesting discussion about, there was a hospital, he said, that a Sefer Torah was being donated to the hospital, and all the doctors in Yisrael, and all the doctors came out to participate in the Sefer Torah and in the Talucha of the Sefer Torah, including a non-Jewish doctor. And the non-Jewish doctor wanted to participate. The non-Jewish doctor even wanted to have the opportunity to hold the Sefer Torah. And they didn't know what to do. And one of the rayas he brings that they can let this non-Jewish doctor participate is from Yisrael. Yisrael, Mashmua Shama Uba, Yisrael participated in the Kabbalah Satira. Everybody should participate Everybody should participate in Kavanat Torah, and that will enhance the position of Klal Yisrael. Amar said we learned in the Braisa, V'avdikom Zman Hazeh, Rishoyim La'asukein. The Nochrim Zman Hazeh could bring Kabanas on the Boma. Answered the Gemara anonymously. How do we know this halacha? Says the Gemara, the Tanur Rabbanan, Dabba Bnei Yisrael, Bnei Yisrael Metzum Nas Shkutei Chutz, Klal Yisrael may not participate in bringing Kabanas outside of the Beis HaMikdash once the Beis HaMikdash was built on a Boma. Lafikach, says the Gemara, once we've established it, every Bama, every Nochri could bring a build a bima, Bama Makavala Kamash Yirza, and could bring what he wants. So of course, Taisus, many Mefarshim asked the question. We mentioned this earlier in the Shir. It's not one of the Zaymits named Noyach. So it's not one of the mitzvahs, Bnei Noyach, maybe why should he not be allowed to bring it? So the answer is that maybe what it's not one of the Zion mitzvahs, Bnei Noyach, means that as we've been studying very diligently, is that there's an issue of Shchutei Chutz. And we would think that that halacha applies. So that's what the Torah Gemara is teaching us, that there's no Shchutei Chutz by Nochrim. But not that a Nochri should be allowed to bring a carbon. B'chutz, that's why the Gemara is teaching us that not only is there no din of Shchutei Chutz b'Nochrim, it's much more than that. The halacha is that a Nochri can continue b'zman hazeh bringing Kabbanos. Says the Gemara, Amar of Achav Yaakov, Amar of Asi. However, also l'sayin ulas l'shlut l'son. Even though they may bring carbon, we can help them in any way. Amma Rabbi Barava says, to teach them how to bring a carbon shari. I asked the Tzeres Yisrael, we know that the halacha is that we're not allowed to teach a Nochri Torah. So how can we teach the Nochri how to bring a carbon? So he answers that even though we're not allowed to teach a Nochri Torah, that only means we're not allowed to just teach him Torah, but to teach him Torah that's relevant to what he needs to know, if he's allowed to bring a carbon, we're allowed to teach him how to bring a carbon. Says the Markahad, the Ifra Humas, Ima the Shvar Malka. Ifra Humas was the mother of Shvar Malka. Shadrach Kabana LaRava, she sent the carbon to Rava. Sholchalei, and Rava, and she sent it through a Shliach. Askua Naalei, the Shem Shemaim. Please bring up this carbon, the Shem Shemaim. Amalulur of Safala Rakbar Huna. Zilu Udabra Tre Umagaloi. Go take two non-Jewish boys who are of the same age, and look where the sea is dry, that they could bring the carbon in that spot. On that spot, they should build a mizbeach where it was never built previously. Bring new wood that was never used before. And bring fire from new, bring a fire that was never there previously, for Sukkah L'Shem Shemayim, and they should bring the carbon on her behalf L'Shem Shemayim. Amalei, so Abaye said to Rabbi Kaman, according to whose opinion are you saying this? Rabbi Lozman Shua, the Tanya Rabbi Lozman Shemua Omer, the Pasuk says, regarding the Mizbeach, V'aruch b'nei Aaron k'anem as nesochem al eitz ashal Mizbeach, ma'am Mizbeach shleim damaged by Hedjit, just like the Mizbeach has to be built in a place that was with stones that were never used previously. Af Eitzim, the wood that the carbon was burnt on, has to be wood shleish damaged by Hedjit that wasn't used previously. Says the Gemara, V'amayder Abelazim B'bama, but then V'amayder Abelazim and Shuma B'bama, it doesn't agree that by a bama you don't need new wood. The Tanya, the Brisa says, regarding, there's a stira, between the Pasuk and the Divrei Yomim and the Pasuk and Shmuel. Regarding the Magefa that Klal Yisrael suffered when David counted them. And David at that point was told through Gad HaNavi to bring a carbon on a Bama in the Goyren, in the warehouse of Arna HaYavusi. And that would stop the pandemic. And at that point, Arona offered to David that place to be for sale. And the pasuk discusses he didn't want to sell it, but David HaMelech insisted. And the pasuk discusses how much did he pay. Kasav Acher Amivit and David Arab and Makum Shikle Zov Mishkel Sheish Meirs. He gave him 600 pieces. The Ksiv Yik and David Agarim Sabaka Bekasu Shloishim Chamishim. He gave 50. Okay, so how is this reconciled? How was this reconciled? How much was given? Says the Gemara. Makom Mizbeach Chamishim. One type of Gemara offers is that the place of Mizbeach was paid 50 for Kol HaBayis, but the entire property was Sheish Meis. Rabbi Ami B'Shem Yosef Ben Destoy, Gavim Mekol Shevet Chamishim. He took 50 shkolim from every one of the Shvatim for a total 12 times 50, 600. Rabbi Lazar Ben Shmuel, Ami B'Yikin, Dabar Asagoyin, Kum Rafarash B'Inyim. V'Yitin Donal Aaron, B'Makom Shikli, Zob Mishkli Sheish Meis. The pasuk should be understood as follows. First, the pasuk says that David bought the entire area. And the pasuk in Shmuel does not tell us how much he paid for it. In Divrei Hayomim, the pasuk says that he paid 600 gold coins. And then the pasuk speaks about David HaMelech buying animals and different equipment that we're going to speak about. For that, he paid 50 shkolim. The ksiv for Yomer Aron al David Yikach for Yala Adonai Melech Hatoy Beinacha Hatoy Beinov Rei Abakel Oylav Amarigim Veklei Abakel Eitzim. So the pasuk speaks about the Marigim and the Klei Habakar that David Melech bought to be used as the wood. Rav Amalach. So you see that he used Kalim. So Abaye asks Rava, how do you say we can only use new kalim? Answers the Gemara, Rava Amalach, Hasan Nami Becherati. There too, they used only new kalim. My Marigim, asked him, what's the definition of Marigim? Amma Ula Mital Shaturbo. Asked him, my Mital Shaturbo. Amma Abaye, is the Karka Daish Dishon. This was a piece of wood that's a big piece, that's a big beam, and it has in it holes and sharp points, and this is what was used to thresh the wheat. I'm going to buy my crop. How do we know that that's the way the Marigan look? It has these sharp points. Rava was teaching his son Sefer Shmuel, and again, the question came up, this contradiction between the Pasuk and Shmuel and the Pasuk and Divrei Yomim. Ksiv Yitin David L'Arnoin. In the Divrei Yomim it says 600. Ksiv Yikin David 50. Ha-Ketzad, says the Gemara. Bekol Shevet, Govim Bekol Shevet, Shevet Chamishim. Every Shevet contributed 50, which was a total of 600. Ask the Gemara, V'Kati Kashin Adadi. We still have a Stira. Hasim, it says Kesv Shkolim. In Shmuel it says silver peak coins, and Hacha in Divrei Yomim it says Zov gold coins. Alach Kama Gava Kesef, he collected silver coins. Kamishka Shesh Meis Zov, he collected enough silver coins that it should equal the value of 600 gold coins.